So what does 2021 have in store for us as it relates to your marketing and your visibility? Well, I'm going to talk about 5 marketing trends and predictions that you should be thinking about as it pertains to your small business and really continuing to grow your visibility and your marketing and your platform in 2021. We're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. All right. Hey, guys, it's Charvette Mitchell. Thank you so much for stopping by. Listen, you know, I could not take out 2020 without a Facebook Live. Like, that just would not even be on brand if I didn't do that. So, yes, I am sliding on your timelines. I am sliding across your YouTube. I'm sliding across your Periscope, Twitter, and certainly Facebook to talk about some marketing trends, 5 marketing trends or predictions related to really your business and all of that. So I know that all of the streaming platforms are building up and sending in notifications. So, hey, Erica Lynn, thanks for stopping by. Hello, Mom. Happy New Year. Hey, girl. Hey. Hello, Dr. Jackie. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being here. So go ahead and share this out. Hey, Gwen, thanks for popping in. Go ahead and share this out because I know that there are people on your timeline who would be interested in this information. Yes, yes, yes. Again, we're going to be talking about 5 marketing trends and or predictions for 2021. And so as all of the streaming platforms are notifying you that I am on live, let me introduce myself for those of you that are brand spanking new that are watching this either live or later in a replay. I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to enable them to build and grow their online platforms so that they generate more revenue. And I do that focused on your visibility and your marketing. I offer one-on-one consulting, group coaching, annual event, the pop-up conference. Some of you might know me from that. And my weekly podcast, talk radio show, live stream, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I know that many of you may be here from various places. And listen, the house is full. Happy New Year. Happy New Year's Eve. Oh, hey. Hey, Carlethia. Thanks for popping in. Hello, Glenda. Thank you for being here. Good afternoon. Hey, Cheryl Golden. Thank you for being here. So let's jump in. Go ahead and grab something to write with. I'm going to pop up the first trend or prediction here for marketing. Again, this is focused on small businesses. Although I would say nonprofits and ministries, you could grab something from this too. You could be greedy enough to grab something and get something out of this as well. So if we look at what can we look forward to and think about from a marketing standpoint, I was on the internet the other day and I ran across this great article by Forbes. And so I wanted to share a couple of the tips, and I've thrown in one for myself too. So the first tip or trend or prediction related to 2021 was that digital businesses, the pivots that you made for your business for 2020 may become permanent. The pivot, if you made any type of pivot related to COVID, in most cases, that's why a lot of people altered or shifted the way that they were doing business. Guess what? The prediction is that a lot of those business pivots may become personal, may become permanent. Is there anyone here who made a pivot with their business because of COVID and pretty much you're going to continue operating that way? You're going to continue to operate that way. Let us know. Hey, Coco. Hey, Ms. Clark. Hello, LaShonda. If you made a pivot with your business and you're actually sticking with that, that is one of the predictions. So let me give you an example. If you are a real estate agent and you show houses, well, one of the things that happened during COVID was that people started doing virtual showings. Well, guess what? I don't think that's going away. I don't think think that's going anywhere. Those of you, perhaps you met clients in person, and I can think about a lot of the therapists that come through. Listen, yes, Ms. Bass is saying, yes, she made some shifts and some pivots. Yes, yes, some shifts and some pivots that were made, and you're actually going to stick with them. You're going to keep them. They're going to become permanent. I think about a lot of my clients that are therapists. Of course, traditionally, therapists would see you in person in their office, and then now a lot of them have shifted to virtual. Well, guess what? I would guess if any therapists are here, let us know that you're probably going to probably still keep an option for virtual visits, the same way with doctor's offices. So trend number one, if you're just popping in, hey, we're hanging out here with you on New Year's Eve. I could not take 2020 out without doing a video for you guys. I love you guys. And so marketing trends for 2021, I'm sharing some things that I grabbed from an article on Forbes that I thought was so beneficial. Yes, yes, yes. Let me capture this comment. Dr. Paula, I love it. I want to do stand-up training. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Let me capture some. Yes, Dr. Paula is a therapist, so check her out there. So she is agreeing with me as we're talking about the trends, marketing trends and predictions for 2021. First one, if you're taking notes, digital business pivots. If you pivoted in your business, some of those may become permanent. You may not go back to what you were doing before. Let's move on to number two. Number two, as we talk about marketing trends and predictions for the new year, which is tomorrow, depending on when you are watching and catching this and checking this out, virtual events and experiences, they started out as a necessity. Like you literally could not meet in large gatherings, but they are here to stay. Why? Because of the return on investment and because of the accessibility. So if you are hosting events or you're thinking about hosting events and you're wondering, well, wow, are we going to go back to in-person events? Well, let me pause and stick a plug here. I hosted the 5th annual pop-up conference in November. We did do an in-person conference. We're going to be doing an in-person conference for the 6th annual pop-up November 4th, 5th, and 6th. But I want to say that virtual events are here to stay. They are not going away. So if you're sitting kind of saying, I'm waiting for virtual events to go away, they are here to stay, which this is encouraging. This is encouraging for those of you that have businesses, because one of the things that I tell clients is you want to actually host events. That's one thing that helps build your platform and build your brand. So you can get in on this event hosting space a little bit easier by being able to do virtual events and virtual experiences. All right. So that is prediction or trend number two, that virtual events and experiences were birthed out of necessity for a lot of businesses, but they are here to stay. They are here to stay. And when we think about return on investment, if you look at the cost of hosting an in-person event, you know, you've got everything. You've got the hotel, you've got a catering budget, you have sound equipment, you have staff, all of that, which virtual events do have some of those elements, but people have found that they've been able to execute virtual events a little bit less for less money. So that's why that is one of the trends and predictions for 2021. Let me capture this. Monica said, I've done private virtual events for my business. Awesome, awesome. Lots of, yes, Cheryl said lots of virtual events. So those aren't going anywhere. Let me check in. Thank you for those that are popping in and saying hi and hanging out with me. If you're saying, what are you talking about, Charvette? Well, welcome to the last, oh my goodness, the last Facebook Live, the last live stream. Hey, Periscope. Hey, Twitter. Hey, YouTube. The last stream for 2020. And we're talking about marketing trends and predictions for 2021. What can you look forward to? What are the things that are being predicted that are going to be related to your marketing? And so if you're brand spanking new to me, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them and enable them to build their online platforms and personal brands so that they generate more revenue. And I'm very focused on your visibility and your marketing. And I do that with one-on-one consulting, group coaching, an amazing Facebook group. We got a lot of ladies hanging out here with us. Hey, girl, hey, if you're not in that group, join us. And you might know me from the Charvette Mitchell radio show. Oh, let me put a plug in here. And it ain't shameless. This is a plug. I am having a flash sale. So if you are here and you're thinking, okay, I need to step up my marketing and all of my digital products are 50% off today until 11:59. So use coupon code 2020 and jump over to coachingwithvet.com, which is right there on your screen. Screenshot it and grab you some of my digital products, 50% off. Again, flash sale for today. So let's jump back in. And thank you for those that are watching. Listen, take a moment right now and go ahead and share this out. Share this out onto pages, onto group, into groups where you are the owner and all of that, the admin, where you know there are people on your group, in your pages that need to know and have some tips around their marketing. So go ahead and share that out now and hit like. If you're on YouTube, subscribe while you're hanging out there. Listen, Periscope, if you're hanging out with us on Periscope, we appreciate you. We know that Periscope is actually going away in March. So we invite you, if you're a Periscoper and you don't hang out anywhere else, YouTube is your friend, youtube.com/Charvette. All right. So we talked about trend number one, marketing trend number one, that the pivots that perhaps you made in your business because of COVID, guess what? A lot of them are going to become permanent. We're on number two, virtual events and virtual experiences started out as a necessity for a lot of companies and organizations, but they are here to stay. They are here to stay because they are cheaper to execute, quite honestly, and accessibility. So instead of having an event where someone has to come in person, we're talking about large scale events. Now this opens up your event to the whole world and really internationally. All right. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Throw up some hearts. Thank you so much, Miss Bass. She says she shared. Thank you. Thank you, Christina. Thank you for sharing. All right. So let's move on to number three, because I want to keep this under 30 minutes. Let's move on to number three. So social media will become a top channel for purchase and not just discovery. And again, this quote is from Forbes magazine. And so what does that mean? Forbes and this article went on to say that what we'll see is that a lot of the social media sites, which Facebook has started and Instagram has started, where people can have shops on the actual platform, the social media platform, so that you see a picture of a product, you hit a button, you purchase, and that kind of purchase cycle is really short. So no longer, or what we will see as a trend is that there will be more opportunities to buy straight off of these platforms. Let's think about Facebook. And we talk about those online events, which was the second tip that we just covered. When we look at Facebook, they have given you the ability to have online events that people pay for directly within Facebook. You set up an event, you say that it is virtual, you connect a payment option, and they can in Facebook pay for your virtual event. So the trend is we're going to see more of that. We're going to see, and that's a good thing for those of you that are in business. Hey, thank you for stopping by. Welcome to my life, hanging out with us on YouTube. Thank you for being here. So we're going to see more of that. So keep an eye open for that. And if you have a business, that's a good thing, because the fewer steps, hear me clear, the fewer steps that someone has to take to make a purchase will increase your purchase rate. If they have to go through a whole lot of hoops and dupes and all of that, then that's going to decrease your purchase rate. So this trend of being on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and those are the two that are standing out right now that are making it easier to not only just be a place where you discover brands, but also a place where you purchase. The channel is actually the purchase channel. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of that. Welcome to all those that are coming in. We're talking about marketing trends and predictions for 2021. I could not end the year without talking about all of this stuff here and also being with you guys. Welcome again to those that are hanging out with us on YouTube. Thank you. And all across Facebook, my Facebook personal page, my business page, throw up some comments if you're hanging out on the business page, and certainly my Facebook group. All right. Number four, we're only going to five. So I'm going to be out your hair. And if you have any trends or predictions that you're thinking we're going to see, go ahead and put those comments down there for us. I'd love to share it. So here's one I want to stick a pin in and spend a little bit of time. Number four, reducing social media channels to only the most relevant will be not only popular, but necessary. What does that mean? we all, and I actually put a post in my Facebook group. So I'm my girls in my Facebook group, my ladies in my Facebook group have been hearing these tips all week. So I decided to like consolidate it and share with you guys. But one of the things that we're seeing, and some of you might even be feeling, hey girl, hey, thanks for stopping by, Cassandra. Hello, Pastor Chandra. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not be able to see, these are blinged earrings. These are by Pastor Chandra. I just popped her up here. Look, it's so much, you can't even tell. These are like all like rhinestones. So thank you. I am wearing all of the items. Thank you, Cheryl, for listening from the business page. Hey, Patricia. Okay, great. So I have a lot of natural products. How can you sell them? All right. I'm a pin that right there. I'm gonna hold that right there. But let me address this last tip. There are so many social media sites, and a lot of the sites that we're currently on are adding features all the time. So we've got Facebook, literally, you know, on Facebook, you can do Facebook Lives, you can do Facebook Stories, you can have events, you can have groups, you can have pages just on Facebook. Let's look at Instagram. Within Instagram alone, you've got your regular posting on Instagram. You've got IGTV, which this video, hey, if you're watching the replay, you're watching this from IGTV if you're on IG. You got IG Stories, you have IG Reels, then you have IG Guides. That's just on Instagram. Then you have Twitter, and you have your regular posting on Twitter. And then Twitter is getting into live streaming, and Twitter has the new, it's not called Reels. What is it called on Twitter? Then you have Instagram. Instagram is getting into live streaming. Instagram has a story feature. Now we have Clubhouse. We have Clubhouse. If you're on Clubhouse, follow me. Just follow me. Share that. We're on Clubhouse. So Patricia, I'm coming back to your comment. I'm not going to lose you. So what is happening, and what may be happening, and some of you may be feeling a lot of overwhelm. And where should I be hanging out? There's so much that I could be doing on social. What the marketing trend is and the prediction is that people are going to get really focused because there's so much out. Am I going to do a TikTok? Am I going to do all of these different things? People are going to get really focused on what's relevant for their business. And so let me give you grace. Let me give you grace. If you are feeling like, yes, thank you, Corona Q. If you are feeling like, oh my gosh, should I be on Clubhouse? Can I handle another, you know, app? Should I be doing Instagram Reels? Should I be doing, you might be feeling some overwhelm. And what this prediction is because there's so much out that we can do, ladies and the gentlemen that are watching, it is okay not to be everywhere. It is, and the trend and the prediction is that you're going to bring that people and brands are going to decide, well, what's the most relevant? Where's the most relevant place for me to play in the social media space? And then go hard in the paint in those most relevant places. All right. So you don't have to, even though we have all of these options, the trend is and the prediction is that people are going to get really focused on the social media channels that are most relevant. All right. Hey, Yulika, thanks for popping in. So that is the grace that you have. And that is the trend because there's so much out. That's what's going to be predicted. So for you, that is something you want to think about. Where are your customers? Where are you getting the most response as far as you can tie back a customer? Now, let me just say this. I love that I saw a comment. Her name is Jerrica on Instagram. She said, make sure you are not consuming more content than you put out. Yes, LinkedIn. Did I say LinkedIn? Yes, LinkedIn has a stories feature. LinkedIn has a live feature. LinkedIn is absolutely very much, Dr. Paula, relevant. And some people, depending on if you are doing more corporate, maybe even in the government contracting space and getting some of those types of deals, you absolutely have to be on LinkedIn. So that you have to be there. You're welcome, Javon. Thank you. So yes, so this fourth one, if you're popping in and you're saying, what y'all talking about? We're talking about marketing trends for 2021. I'm Charvette Mitchell, an online strategist, and I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to enable them to build their online platforms so that they generate more revenue. And I'm very highly focused on your visibility and the marketing of your brand and of your business. And I do that with one-on-one consulting and with group coaching and the Charvette Mitchell radio show and some other things. Hey, by the way, I have a flash sale today of a bunch of digital products, especially in particular, if you're thinking about marketing, there's a bunch of things on there. Jump over to coachingwithvet.com before 11:59 tonight. This is a flash sale. 50% off everything, 50% off everything. Use coupon code 2020. Go ahead and screenshot this. So you'll have the link there, coachingwithvet.com, a bunch of digital products there. All right. So let's jump back in. Thank you for those that are new and that are coming on in. We're talking about the marketing trends. I'm only covering five. Listen, we're on number four and the room is jumping. Thank you so much, Pastor Reverend Dr. Chandra, for tagging people. Yes. Lavonda, not consuming more than you are putting out. And listen, that applies to a lot of things in life. Is that not right? So yes, you want to make sure, and I'm on, and let me tell you, I'm on Clubhouse. It is something that can consume your time. Just be cautious that you are, as a business, your objective is to make money. Thank you, Randy. Your objective, she said that was good. Your objective is to make money. So just be careful that you are not in so much consumption and that you get overwhelmed that you are not serving your audience. All right. So that's that. And that's any platform. That's any platform. How about that? Hey, Ty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of that love coming through. All right. So that was number four, reducing your social media channels, focusing on what's working, what's relevant, stay there, go hard in the paint, and that's what we're going to see brands and people do. All right. That's what we're going to see brands and people do. All right. So the fifth tip, and the fifth trend and prediction, and this is mine. So the other ones I shared, We're courtesy of Forbes magazine. I ran across the article, so I'm sharing it with you. But this is the fifth and final tip for today, or trend. Let me say trend or prediction. And this is my trend or prediction. I'm predicting that small in-person events, experiences, boutique style events, private shopping, retreats, I'm predicting that they will be wanted and needed in the market. I am predicting that they will be wanted and needed in the market. Let me tell you what I saw at my conference. So I hosted an in-person conference, yes, during the middle of the pandemic, in November. And what I saw was that need for, oh my God, I get to see other humans. I get to be around other people. And as we come through and get into 2021, and as the numbers lift, and as you know, those of you that are taking the vaccine, and as the numbers, lighten up, and as people start feeling a little bit more comfortable, they probably won't rush to big, huge events. But my prediction and my trend is that people will be looking for small, intimate experiences. So what does that look like? Cynthia, who might watch this later, she has, we call her Cookie. She has a boutique in New York. Okay, well, maybe the foot traffic is questionable. Maybe people are not doing a lot of shopping, but how could she pivot? And she has started doing this, where the boutique for certain days is only open for private shopping or private, a girlfriend. You and a girlfriend come in to do private shopping. Maybe that's that. What I am doing, one of the things that you'll see me do in 2021 is I'm going to be offering 4 to 6 at a max boutique style workshops that'll be in person. And they will be, again, so it'll be safe. It'll be something, but people are wanting the connection. People are wanting to experience other humans. Dr. Jackie is saying, yes. School of Thought is saying, exactly. Yes, small events. Imaja, Jubilee. That is the prediction that I have that we will see. Now, it might not be in January, but as we roll into May, June, July, people still got married in the pandemic. But what did they do? They did small, intimate ceremonies. So I am predicting that what will be wanted in the market and what will be needed will be, as the world starts opening back up and people start feeling more comfortable, is something small, something intimate, retreats. So those of you that maybe have been thinking about doing a retreat, typically retreats are small anyway, like before the pandemic. Yes, Reverend Dr. Chandra saying, yes, even before the pandemic, retreats were eight or less people. Now you might've had some big brands who had bigger or larger retreats, but yes, retreats to make an intimate connection. That is what is going to be wanted and needed. Watch my word in 2021. So think about how you can and will be incorporating that. That could also look like this. If you are a business consultant, a business coach, or you could be, listen, an accountant, you could be a web designer. There might be people that say, you know what, this virtual thing, I'm kind of tired of Zoom. I'm kind of tired of all of that. can, I don't want to coach with you, work with you for 3 months or 6 months. Charvette or whoever business owner, can we come and sit down in a nice safe space and knock out my marketing, knock out my website, knock out my styling for the whole year in a 6 to 7 hour period? So those are traditionally called VIP days in my world. We're going to see more of that. You will see me offering more of that. So that is related. Yes, yes, yes. That's related to what the marketing trends are. Thank you, Takesha. She said, this is good news. Yes. So she has a new, I don't want to say it wrong, wellness center that has massages and that has those one-on-one services. They're still going to do well if people feel safe and it's all of that. Those one, that massage or that facial, that's a one-on-one service. You're still going to do well with that. Hey Cheryl, thanks for stopping by. Let me capture this. Imaja Jubilee said, that is so needed. Thanks very much. You are welcome. You are welcome. Absolutely. That is what is going to be the fifth and final trend. Again, I'm keeping this under 30 minutes so I can get this into my IGTV. So thank you so much for all of those that stopped by. If you missed any of the five marketing trends, you will catch the replay. This is on hanging out on all of my platforms. So youtube.com/Charvette, Periscope. Check me out, Charvette, but connect with me in other places. YouTube is great because we know Periscope's going away. Hey, Twitter, at Charvette on Twitter. Thank you for those that are catching the replay all across Facebook and catching the replay in IGTV. We appreciate you. Again, I have a flash sale going on. Jump over to coachingwithvet.com. That's a link that takes you directly to my digital product store. And until 11:59 p.m. tonight, I have a 50% off flash sale. So let me just say this. 50% off, use coupon code 2020. So go ahead and screenshot this. Take your phone, screenshot this. So when you jump over there, you'll know what code to use until 11:59. I have digital products. I have a service where I can review your website and give you recommendations. I can review your social media and give you recommendations. I have videos. I have audios. I have PDFs. So a bunch of stuff that will all relate to your marketing and your visibility. So jump over there and grab that as my offer to you. Follow me. If you're not following me, subscribe to me on YouTube. Like the Charvette Mitchell and Mitchell Productions Facebook page. If somebody forwarded this to you and shared this, go ahead and follow me so you can get these good juicy tips all of the time. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for my platform builder clients. I'll be announcing them for the 2021 clients. We just set up their Facebook group today, and we're going to be working with some amazing, oh my goodness, dynamic ladies all year long. And then I'll let you guys know other ways that we'll be able to work together. All right. So I got to keep this under 30 minutes. Let me just capture some more. Thank you so much for, yes. Thank you for tagging. Thank you for being here and stopping by. Yes. Yes. Ms. Jackson, Periscope is going away. Periscope goes away in March, but Twitter had bought Periscope. So Twitter is going to be having a live streaming option, but yes, Periscope is going away. We are sorry for those of you that are faithful watchers and viewers and replay viewers on Periscope, but that app is actually going away. So here's a kind of a business case study. On Periscope, how were they making money? Think about that. I never saw advertisements on Periscope. It was free to use. It was free. So how are you going to make money if you ain't making money? That's why they're going away. And that's the same for your business. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. It don't make sense. I'm so glad you stopped by. Thank you so much for watching. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I am leaving out of here again. I'm Charvette Mitchell, online strategist. I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them build and enable them to build their platforms so that they generate more revenue. And I'm very much involved with and concerned with working on your visibility and your marketing to be able to do that. So that's that. Jump over to coachingwithvet.com. Grab you some good stuff before the end of the year. I will see you guys later on the web. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Much love to you the rest of the year. Hey, Amy, happy new year to you as well. All right. Bye. Peace and love.